Good morning, church. Time for you to find your seats and let's settle down as we come to worship our God. So my name is Tim Bodman. I'm the senior pastor here at Christ Church and I'll be leading us through our service this morning. And I want to say at the beginning, whether you're a regular attendee at these congregations, at these services, or whether maybe this is your first time here today, we want you to feel very welcome. And so we extend that welcome in the lovely name and the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Everything that we do here, and some of you will have heard me say this before, but everything that we do here this morning is not for our entertainment, but it is for our good. But our primary reason for being here is to worship the Lord our God, because He alone is worthy of our praise. He alone is worthy of all honor and glory. And as we look to His lovely Son, the Lord Jesus, and worship Him, we can rise above the circumstances of our week, whether we've come from a week of joy or a week of struggles. We come to worship God. We come to hold on to the truth of who He is. And so this morning we will worship God through the songs that we sing, through the prayers that are made, through our Bible readings, and through Andrew opening up Psalm 77 for us, but also a little later on as we share communion together. But first of all, I'm going to ask all of you to stand this morning as I read a few verses of Scripture and pray, and then we will sing of the holiness of our God. So as we begin our time of worship this morning, let us focus on God's word and what God's word declares. In Revelation 4, verse 8 to 11 says this: "Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all round, even under its wings. Day and night they never stopped saying, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.' Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to Him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, 'You are worthy, our Lord God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being.'" Father, we come to you. We thank you for this glorious scene. And we pray that this might not just be a scene that that is enacted in the heavenly places, or maybe a scene that is seen in a day yet to come. But may this scene be seen here today in this place, as we gaze on the glory and the beauty of the Lord Jesus, as we consider your greatness, O God. Would we recognize who you are? Would we recognize that you are the Almighty, the Majestic, the Thrice Holy God? And so we offer you our praise. We bring our adoration to you, O God. May you receive all the glory, all the honor, all the praise in this moment through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Early in the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see. Only thou art holy, there is none beside thee. Perfect in power, in love and purity. Holy, 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 raise our eyes to Calvary, that we might behold thy Son condemned upon the tree. Oh, how sin has cost thee, oh, God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
Father, you are indeed the holy God, and we do indeed praise you. Help us this morning to lift our eyes to Calvary. Amen. We're going to continue singing a song which has some actions. It's a favorite of ours called We Are the Church. So if you are here and would like to do some actions, you're more than welcome to them in your pews. There are also some instruments here at the front if you'd like to join in doing that. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to decide what you're going to do. Go. Young or old, by the way, you're more than welcome to have an instrument as well. You can keep coming out whilst we play. And
here we go. Before the world began, God made a master plan to bring all things together under one hand. That head is Jesus Christ, who died and rose to life, and now he's seated at the right hand of God. Once we were dead in sin, now we are raised in him. By grace we're saved through faith in Jesus alone. Part of his body, Church, have you heard? He washed us clean with his word. He chose us to be on his team. We are more than we could dream. We've got good news, shout it out. You've got to hear what it's all about. No one's too far away to be welcomed into God's family. Thank you. We are the church. Have you heard? He washed us clean. With his word, he chose us to be on his team. We are more love than we could drink. We've got good news. Shout it out. You've got to hear what it's all about. No one's too far away. One faith, one God, one Father, one body, one Spirit, we are one in Christ. One hope, one truth, one cross, one Savior, one mission, one future, we are one in Christ. One Lord, one faith, one God, one Father, one body, one spirit, we are one in Christ. One hope, one truth, one cross, one Savior, one mission, one future, we are one in Christ. We are the church, have you heard? He washed us clean with his word. He chose us to be on his team. More love than we could dream. We've got good news. Shout it out. You've got to hear what it's all about. No one's too far away to be welcomed into God's family. We are the church. Have you heard? He washed us clean with his word. He chose us.
Do take a seat. If you've got an instrument, pop it back now.
So much energy on a Sunday morning. It's lovely to see, though, and to hear. I have three notices to share. So if you could bear with me before the children leave, and then we've got one other activity to do before the children leave as well. Now you're thinking, what's that, aren't you? Well, wait and see. Let's get through these notices first and maintain our concentration, so expecting what is next. Mission partners. It's been great to have such a strong focus on world mission this year over this summer period. And together with Mus and Sylvia in their North Cyprus evening that happened early on in the summer back in June, it's been a real encouragement to us that Terry and Christine and Rick and Alana and the children, and Alana and Ash are still with us today, they've been able to visit us over these recent weeks. And also, Gordana, where is she? Thank you. Gordana over there has been with us for these past three Sundays, and lovely to have you with us. Lovely for me to meet you at last, Gordana. And we'll pray in just a moment, especially as you return, that the Lord will continue to bless you and use you for his ministry. But in terms of all of those who are on the mission field in this way, and those that we have had contact with over this summer, it'd be really good not just to leave it until next summer, but to maintain that contact. Send a message to some of the different missionaries. And just ask them how they're doing and how they're getting on. Thank them for the news that they send back to us on a regular basis. And ask them for specific ways that they can, that we can pray for them. So please do keep in touch with them in this way. We've put details in the news, the email this week, of how you can get in touch with them. So please do follow that through. Second notice is about the Forge. Last week, we showed the video for this great men's event coming up in September. And just a reminder for that, if you are planning to come and planning to bring a non-Christian friend, then the first five of you who let us know, we will cover the cost of your ticket and their ticket. So the first five men who are going to bring a non-Christian friend with them, we want to cover the cost of your ticket to help and encourage you in bringing a non-Christian friend along. But other details of how to sign up are there on the screen with a fancy QR code. And then finally, refresh. Ladies, whether you've been to the previous two sessions that have happened already this month or not, you're most welcome to come and join this Wednesday evening. We're told that the first two have been really encouraging, enjoying one another's company and talking about God's word. So that's 8 p.m. in the church lounge this Wednesday. Now, before the children leave, there's a family going to be leaving us. So I'm going to ask Patrick and Patience and Ruki to come up here onto the platform so that we can pray for you as a way of saying goodbye. But we trust we will see you again. We know we'll see you again in glory, but we trust we may see you again as you come to visit us. So if you come closer to the mic, Patrick, tell us where you're heading off to.
Good morning, family. We are actually preparing to relocate to Middlesbrough. But we'll be living in Stockton on Tees, which is the next town to Middlesbrough. It's like sorting from London. It's a little bit quieter, but I'll be working with Middlesbrough Council. So hopefully we'll be looking to relocate this on Saturday this week. It's quite asking, but we need your prayers, and both emotional and, we need that support.
Amen. Amen. So Stockton on Tees and the Middlesbrough area. Well, we will certainly be praying for you. We will miss you. We will miss your welcome, Patrick. And Patience, you serve in a quieter way, but no less of a way in cleaning in the church. And we now have to find another cleaner. Nod to anyone who's thinking there. And Ruki, we shall miss you as well. But let's pray for you as a family as you go. This will be your last Sunday, won't it? Yeah. So let's pray for you. Father, we come to you. We thank you for this family. We thank you that they've been part of this local church family. And we thank you for the way that you have blessed us with the way that they have served here in this local church. And now, Father, we ask your blessing to be upon them as they move to the northeast. Would they find the right accommodation quickly? Would they find and settle Ruki in school very quickly? Would she make new good friends? But we pray especially that they will find a good, solid, Bible-believing church where they can continue to serve you, O God, and worship you in spirit and in truth. And so we ask your blessing upon this lovely family as they go from us. In Jesus' precious and wonderful name, amen. Bless you. Now it is time for the children to leave. But before they do, let me pray for them. And I'm going to pray for Gordana at the same time as praying for the children. So Father, we do thank you for all the children that we have in this place. We recognize it's a blessing from you, O God. And we pray that today as they study in these special summer Sundays, we pray, would you open their hearts to hear about Jesus? Would they from a young age come to know, to love, and to serve the Lord Jesus, we pray. Help all those that will be leading and helping and teaching in that group this morning. Bless them and encourage them with the way they serve you today. And Father, we take the opportunity to give you thanks for Gordana, give you thanks for being able to connect with her face to face in these last couple of weeks. And we pray your blessing as she returns to her place. Would you continue to use her, O God, for the glory of your great name, for the benefit of the local church in that place? We ask these things through the lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So children, time to leave. The young people will remain in the service. Creche will be operating from the upper room, go through the glass doors. All the other children through these doors to your right. In a moment, Mus will come and lead us in prayer this morning. Then we'll sing together, not only about our great salvation, great as that is, but that the Lord himself is our salvation, a much greater thought, I believe. And after we've sung, Andrea will come and read today's psalm for us. So, Mus, would you come and pray?
Let's pray. We are in your hands, Father. Our futures are in your hands. Everything that comes into our lives is ordained by you for our good. Father, please help us to trust you and trust your goodness when we're in seasons of trial after trial, or when we fall into sin and it's harder to remember that you're doing us good and that you still love us. We bring those sins on our conscience to you now in our hearts and minds. Oh Lord, if there are sins that should be on our conscience that aren't, please bring them to mind now. Thank you that Jesus, you became this very sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in you. Thank you for the forgiveness that we have in you. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this season of mission this summer. Thank you for the Crichtons, the Millers, Wasim, Gordana, and Asnat. Thank you for all our mission partners and links, and we pray for your blessing upon them and their work. As they return to their fields, we pray that your Holy Spirit will go ahead of them and blaze a trail for the word. We pray your word will go out in power in their countries. Thank you, you're shaking the nations. Thank you, you're bringing chosen ones into your church through them. We pray that you will you work through them and know your presence, know your love, especially when times are hard, especially when there's seasons of trial and difficulty. Thank you for your faithfulness to them, and please keep them going in your service. We think particularly of Asnat today. We pray that you'll bless her in her work with Word Increase Ministries. Thank you for them. We pray you'll bless her and the team as they teach people to handle your word. And we pray that you'll use that to strengthen the church in Rwanda. Please provide everything they need in terms of support and staff. We know they're quite hard-pressed. They're quite understaffed. We pray that you'll bring people along to support them in the work you're doing there. Father, we praise you and thank you so much for the bumper crop of children we've had over the past year or so, and of those soon to be born. Thank you for them. Thank you for their safe arrivals. And we pray for those not yet born that they would be born safely, mummy and baby all well. And we pray for each of the children you've given us lately that they'll be born again. We pray in Jesus' name that you'll help them to grow healthily and flourish, and we pray you bless them. Father, we pray for the leaders of this nation, King Charles, Andy Burnham, and all the members of Parliament. We ask that you'll please help them to govern and rule with righteous rules and righteous bills being passed. We pray that you give them wisdom and a reverence of you, you'd be pleased to minister through them so that they are a blessing to this country and the people of this country. Think in particular of the wildfires recently and the budget coming up in October. We ask for wisdom and we ask for you to use them to do good. to this country. So we commit all these things to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us stand and be reminded of God's salvation.
The Lord is my salvation.